Thank you for calling Local Splash. My name's Shalette. How may I assist you today?
Yeah, I'm just trying to get a little info on my account. I was trying to see how much my current Google ad budget was and how much it's been charged and how much have I spent so far on the budget this month.
Okay. Give me just one moment. Okay, so you talked to somebody on the 16th and about raising it, and let me see what your budget is right now. Okay.
But Ms. Alexander was trying to make a change on the website, but I'm glad that they did misunderstand what I was requesting.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you exactly what it is. The ad portion of your account is $600, and I think before that it was $300. But that raises your total amount on your account to $899 that billed today. Now, is that a misunderstanding?
No, I thought I had like a certain budget for like, I guess, people that clicked on my website or something.
Okay. So the budget, the Google ad budget specifically is of the $899, $600 of it is for your Google advertising, Google ad budget. And it's not for just clicking on your website. That you don't need a budget for that. It's, okay, there's more than one thing might be going on your account, and I'll just look into it one moment, okay? But with the Google ad portion of your account are pay-per-click ads, and when you spoke to Lily, I think on the 16th, she raised the Google ad part of your budget from 3 to 6. But I'm noticing another product on your account. Let me just see what's going on with that. That also
the phone traffic has going up a lot, which I don't want that to change. But, do I get charged every time I get a Google call coming in?
Okay. You have something else on your account that you may be discussing. Okay. You also have Google Guaranteed on your account, and there's a budget for that. And that budget, you've worked with Patricia or Perry directly about your Google Guarantee. Now, so I got to find out where the question comes because they're two different things completely, but they both have budgets. So on August 4th, you spoke to Patricia. And this is about, this was about your Google Guarantee. And she says, you're not going to continue increasing the budget. Client decided not to continue on increasing the budget to 2,000 because he hasn't spent his current budget. He wants it to attest again in the next couple of months. So as far as Google Guaranteed goes, I'm going to just double check if I can see the spending for that or not.
I never spoke to anybody regarding that, and I think they misunderstood what I was asking.
Okay, so let's find out where we stand, what you want to do, okay? When it comes to budgets, there's two different pieces to your account. Google Ads, which is if you call client support, like myself or Lily, the last person you talked to, we see the Google Ads. If you ask to raise the budget, then that's where we're going to put it, on Google Ads typically, right? But you have a different product, Google Guaranteed. And
hold on 1 second.
Okay.
Can you stay on the line?
I will.
I'm going through some blood water, and I'm trying to make sure I'm not.
Okay.
Trying.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. That's okay. And we have some static on the line, too. Do you hear that?
It might be my air conditioner.
Okay. Okay. So, you know, when you're talking about budgets and you're wanting clarity on your account, I'm going to tell you right here what I get to see with client support is that we're running Google Ads for you. You have and your total of $899 that you paid includes $600 worth of ads, Google Ads, $199 your basic package, and $100 worth of Facebook ads. Prior to that, when you were paying $300 less, you had $300 worth of ads, Google Ads. Now, the thing of it is, you have a different product and called Google Guaranteed that you paid, there's a budget there too, and you paid $574 on June 27th. This person, you know, you were working with Perry or Patricia for Google Guaranteed, and you paid that toward the end of June, and she talked to you in the beginning of the month, and you didn't want to move your budget up anymore when you talked to her. However, when you called in and wanted to add some budget this last time you spoke to somebody, they put that budget on Google Ads. And so, I hope I'm clarifying, because you have both products.
Yeah, see, I hadn't been able to talk to anybody, and I guess who I'm talking to is like foreign and they're not understanding me. I had texted in that I wanted to change my Google, on my website, I wanted to change where it says Google Guaranteed of $5,000. I wanted to change that to $2,000. Because that's what the actual Google Guarantee is for, $2,000.
That's right.
If somebody has a complaint against me, I don't want to cover it. But it's $3,000 Google is not covering.
Right. Let me look at your website.
That's what my request was for. I somehow got kind of misconstrued into doing something with my budget.
I had to
get a live person back on the phone every time I called me in and text and try to get my account. Okay, and while you're looking at my website, can I call this customer back to just tell me?
Sure. Go ahead.
Hey, I'm back.
Okay. Where do you think you could direct me to where to look on your website where it says the 5,000?
I think it's like Our Commitment or something like that.
Our Commitment? Okay. Let's see.
About us.
Okay, let me look at that. See if I can find that. Our Story, maybe it's in there. Don't see any dollar amounts mentioned here. How long ago did you ask about this, by the way?
That's about 3 or 4 weeks ago.
I see.
And that's the time.
Okay.
But the people that called back here, like, that's what I'm saying, that's what I'm saying.
So now I see a page that says Our Commitment. There it is. Okay. I see exactly what it should say. Fully A1, fully restored, $5,000 money back satisfaction guarantee, rest assured with confidence. This that if your catastrophic loss is not fully restored to your satisfaction, get up to $5,000 Google guarantee. Now, I can change this. I can put in the request to change that to $2,000. But I want you to know that even though this sentence could be misleading to somebody, even if it says 2,000, I'll just give you my take on it, okay? If I come to you from some source other than the Google guarantee, if I find you through Google Ads, if I find you from Google Business, and I click on here, and I happen to read this commitment, I think you're committing to me, your customer, that you're going to guarantee up to $2,000. However, Google guarantee, where they pay for it, is only if it was from a Google guarantee lead. So this statement on your website makes it seem like it's for everybody, and who's going to know the difference? The client won't know the difference.
Okay, I didn't know there was a difference.
Oh,
is
yeah.
Is there a way to work the correct way?
Well, I would take all those dollar amounts out of it. I wouldn't say it at all, because if you do, then...
You want to hop in?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Because on your... Because Google guaranteed clients, you know, they have that commitment, but... anybody that comes to your website isn't going to be backed by Google.
Is it started flooding this morning?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I guess just put it the other way, and I'll bring it out from there.
Okay. So I'll just ask them to change the 5,000 to 2,000, and I'm just bringing it to your attention that you could have any client read this and think that you're going to give them $2,000 back, okay, from you.
Okay.
But, so you want the dollar amount changed?
Yeah, just change the dollar amount now.
Okay.
So, I mean,
absolutely. Okay. Okay, I'll put in that request. Now, as far as your budget, I don't know, just to let you know, so your Google Ad budget is exactly what it is. Do you need some clarity on your Google Guaranteed? And if so, which is the larger project, it's something more than Google Ads. And if so, I can set you an appointment with Patricia to answer questions about that? Do you need that? Okay.
Okay. Yes, set us up an appointment. Come up.
Okay. I could set you an appointment. Give me 1 second to see. I know you're busy. Just 1 second to see her calendar, okay? But this appointment is to only explain Google Guaranteed. If it's about any other part of your account, she's going to send it back to our department, okay?
Okay. Can you send the breakdown of what I'm saying for and do it
there? Okay. So the Google Guaranteed charge, I have no input on that. I don't have any input on that. You'll have to get that from her because I can only see one charge. It's not necessarily reoccurring unless you have an agreement that I can't see. So you'll have to talk to her about that. I can send you the breakdown for the rest is on your invoices. So I'll just send you a copy of an invoice for the last invoice that'll show you what
okay,
the rest
get the
is.
Other part.
Well, the other, okay, so your last invoice, I can show you, will show what you're currently paying. Anything from Google Guaranteed, you're going to need to speak with Patricia about, and that
okay,
I can.
Can you get her to email me? Just give people email me. It's hard to get in contact with y'all.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you, but I'm
so
trying
to. Can you just get the people I need to talk to email me so because I can never catch anybody?
The best thing to do is set you that appointment so you can talk to her tomorrow.
Okay, but I need to set up. Y'all got a bunch of different institutions I need to talk to. I need to talk to all parties.
Well, I'm sorry. You can talk to someone like myself. Anytime you call in, you're going to talk to an agent like myself.
Okay,
can help you.
Can you email me your information so I can talk to you?
Okay. I don't have any personal. I'm sorry. We have such a bad connection that I'm sorry. But I don't have a personal email that you're going to go to. You can come to through support if anything you want to email. If I email you something that's going to come from support, and if you want to email back, you'll be emailing support. Anything about your account except Google Guarantee, everybody here that you would ever speak to or email can help you. But Google Guaranteed only, you need to speak to Patricia, and that's the one I'm going to make an appointment for you, okay? Are you still there? Oh, my God. We have such a bad connection.